I'd like to welcome those that have joined us since we first started. Warm welcome to any visitors with us tonight, and a massive welcome to anyone that might be new to NA with us this evening. We hope you're going to hear something that's going to encourage you to keep coming back. And I'm delighted to say our speaker has arrived, so thank you. And they're going to share their experience, strength, and hope with us for 40 or 45 minutes, whatever they're comfortable with, their journey to, into, and through Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm going to hand you over to Helen, who's going to introduce them. So, Helen, over to you.
Thank you, Steve. Hi, everyone. I'm Helen. I'm an addict.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm so pleased that our speaker is here tonight to come and share with us. I met this person probably my first year in NA. I heard him doing a main share, and then since then, I've heard him many times because it's a meeting that I tend to go to regularly. So, he always has such a strong message to someone's microphone is on the some sorry, a strong message of recovery. Thank you to share. And I know that I've heard him, going through different things over this past year that I've heard him share here and there. And I can say that no matter how, from where I'm looking, no matter how he's feeling, he's always showing up and always sharing and always taking part in his recovery and making it easy for newcomers to come and share and feel welcome. And so, yeah, with no further ado, Jerome, come and share with us. Thank you.
Thank you for the intro. Thank you. Yeah, Jerome, I did. Thanks for asking me to share. But
Yeah,
45 minutes.
Jerome, welcome to the meeting, brother. Glad
Right,
you're with
nice one.
us.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm nervous because I'm just out in the restaurant, but that's okay. No matter what, we don't turn out Narcotics Anonymous down. And I'm really privileged to do a share on this meeting because for me, my journey started from early days, do you know what I mean? Because I've come from, because when I share, I don't share this stuff because it comes from an egotistical place. It's just where I would come from my life, from where we used to, how to use to live my life and what this program done for me. Because I think change is possible in Narcotics Anonymous. If you do the 12-step program, then change is promised. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, my behaviors needs to change because I started from the beginning. Obviously, I was born in Manchester in England. I don't know if it's South Americans or wherever you might be from, but yeah, I'm from England in Manchester. And I was born around the gang culture. So I was good part of my gang, like from early days, from like the age of 11. And me and my brother, obviously we took from like selling drugs from the early ages and whatnot. And then like from that, we just got involved with like horrific crimes and whatnot. But like for me, because my dad went around, my mum brought us up doing the best she could. But we was always looking for that void, something to feel loved on and to feel a part of, do you know what I mean? So for me, it's just like that's what we knew around in our area at that time. But then, like things got more worse when we got caught up inside going jail and started getting arrested by police come to our doors and whatnot. But then, like through all that, I got to the age of 19. Then my little brother got murdered. He got murdered at the age of 16. So then, like my life was like torn apart because all I knew was to use my like my right arm of my whole. Do you know what I mean? My whole person, what I counted on every day. But when I lost him, my life went tits up. Oh yeah, sorry, I swear a lot as well, so I don't mean to offend anyone in the meeting. But yeah, I lost my brother, and then I hated the world for everything what it stood for. The only person what I loved has been taken away now. So then I started going to my drug of choice and cocaine and alcohol, and it's just like for me when I found that I felt like that comfort on me, and I do and I didn't know that everything what I felt, but I didn't know how to express my feelings was what I was feeling, but I couldn't speak it to the people what I was around because they didn't show their feelings, so I'm not gonna be show my feelings, I'll feel vulnerable, I'm scared and all that stuff. Do you know what I mean? They would have been laughing at me, but it came to a point where the further I got into my drug addiction. I started hating the world, started being violent towards other people, partners, anyone what come in contact with me. I was violent towards because I just hated, I was hurting, and I didn't know how to get through this stuff. So then, the more I went in my addiction, the more I started looking at the every negative possible outcome possible because I didn't know. I lost trust in human beings because I got let down. Because then it came to a point where I tried killing myself. But in 2017, I tried killing myself. The rope snapped, and then from then, my mum seeked out like outside help from drug and alcohol service. And then these two women took me on board. They said that we could see that you really want the help. So then they got me through to a treatment center, and that's when I first come to my first ever Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Because when I went to this meeting, there was like 120 people in this one meeting. I thought, you know, this is mental. So then, but I was just fed up because I didn't think, well, I thought, well, I'm not like you. I've still got my teeth. I got everything going on. But this is what I thought, why I had everything going on for me. But all it was because I ran on fear and I didn't know how to trust or let people love me. But what I did see in that meeting was people smiling, laughing, and joking and whatnot. But then I wanted a part of it because all I knew was just misery. So when I seen these people smiling and saying, "Jerome, we love you," I said, "No, you don't." Because then every time people said they love me, there's always a motive behind why they're saying that. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, I didn't know what love looked like, and I didn't know how to accept that love, because it took me years to even accept someone telling me they love me. But now, after coming around first time, I've got 2.5 years clean. That was only clean. That weren't no program. That was just running on self-will, pride and ego. And then obviously that caused me to go back out again. Got into a relationship through them 2.5 years in that relationships, thinking, oh yeah, got all that stuff. I went back on another relapse. I was out there for another 2.5 years, and then I come back broken. I was broken, I was smashed to pieces. I was. So then I got a bit of clean, another like 6 months behind me. And I thought, well, I know what's best for me. Then I went back out again after on this last relapse what I've just had was it broke me. I tried killing myself again, and then I went to the 12-step rehab. And then for me, I couldn't stay clean on the out. I'm not saying everyone needs to go to a rehab or institution, something like that. So people do get clean in that because it's managed through doing the 12-step fellowship. But that went my journey. My journey was just relapse after relapse until I went through the 12-step rehab. And then that day broke because I couldn't read or write. So then that shame and guilt around that stuff. So that's what put me off doing the step, right? So then they taught me how to read and write again. They give me, do you know what I mean? They took me to learn baby books, and I started reading them. And I went to the reading the cards in the meetings. So then this time I put all my effort into staying around this time because I knew this stuff worked for many people. So I thought, well, why I'm not any different or any special, why? So why can't it work for me? So then I got the right people around me. I moved over to Bolton from Manchester. And then when I moved over to there, I've seen a different way of living. The people were there for me, people supported me, and people had the best interest for me, because all the people wanted me to do is stay around and keep going. Because I was a serial trier. I didn't give up. Even though relapse, I always made sure I'd come back. Do you know what I mean? Because the shame is not going back, it's staying out there. Do you know what I mean? Because not many people make it back from that shit, from this stuff. Do you know what I mean? But for me, it was like the more I got involved in it, then when I built up my foundation, I had to. Couple of people I call family today because they supported me. They got me a new phone. They support me in so many ways that all I was looking for is a better family. And I found that family is Narcotics Anonymous. Because for me, what I know today is that we're never alone. And we're never alone. Do you know what I mean? I've got a family of people what I keep adding to my recovery circle that it just keeps expanding. People just want the best and see me do good. Do you know what I mean? But when I come out of this rehab, I've got a sponsor. And I got started the 12-step work, got through and started doing the step work, and then started seeing change happen. I was more peaceful than myself, I was more content. And the biggest growth was me when I let go of my secrets in step four. Then I went through step five, and then step six was obviously my defects of character and all that. But then, like,
You finished with yourself.
yeah, went through the defects of character and all that. And that's when I'd seen the different sides to what I was dealing with. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, it was just like I didn't really want to do the work because I didn't want to change or nothing. But once I've done the change and everything was out like that, that's when life started getting better because I looked at my part and I took accountability for all the harms and all the actions what I've done to other people. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, it's about clearing my past and my history is to make a better future for myself to be free as possible. Because all I got told is, how free do you want to be in Narcotics Anonymous? Because for me, I want to be free on every day. That's why I come in, share for the newcomer, to know that they're always welcome and they're loved in it. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what I do on every meeting I go to. I make sure I come in first or last and make sure that the newcomer knows that I'm not promoting that how many relapses you think. As long as you make it back to NAC or this anonymous and go again, you're a serial trial. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just for me, this program's beautiful, man. Then when I start doing the proper work on myself, my life looks beautiful today because I love myself. I love who we am. Do you know what I mean? And things are for me. It's fucking beautiful. I'm a present dad today. I've turned up. My mum's got peace of mind. She can finally grieve over my brother. I'm not being a selfish cunt. I'm not running out on the streets no more thinking I'm that man child. I'm growing up because I want to be a decent human being that can give the world something instead of tearing up and taking and destroying everything what comes in my past. But that's all I've done. That's all I knew. But now I can read. I can articulate things. I can do the best what I can do. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, I'm not trying to sound like I'm some spiritual guru or anything like that. I'm far from that. Do you know what I mean? Because on the best of days, I can wake up and hate the world, but it's what I do in them situations. Because for me, life for me today is beautiful because it's worth living for. I've got a thing. What's that? By doing what I'm doing with the step work, because I'm on a step eight at the moment, and it's just writing the list of amends what I need to do. But I've been putting it off because I'm scared. Of all the carnage, what I've caused is that the reality is hitting today. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, I'm ready to do the amends, but then it goes back to me having expectations. Well, how would it go if they reject you and all that? Well, it's not about that. It's about clearing my past up, innit? But for me, if there's any newcomers on this meeting, welcome, because you're most important people in these rooms. Because for me, it's just like my life since doing step work. He's given me freedom from using shit drugs with shit people, but it's just not even that start to freedom. It just gave me a life that I've added other people, then I met someone special. What I truly building up something. I'm not saying in the early doors going relationships. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that obviously, just when you do the work and take a bit of time yourself to find out who you are as a person, then people come in your life for reasons as well. Do you know what I mean? Because I got a sponsor what showed me so much gratitude and belief that this changed me as well, because I never had people what believed in me. I never had people what had faith in me. But by me sticking around, that these people have believed in me. Do you know what I mean? Because I've got endless service. I'm on service at so many levels. Service is important because it taught me how to communicate with other people, because all I knew was to take what have you got for me, how am I going to get it off you. And all that stuff, but now I don't have to use that lingo no more, because the lingo what I've got is Narcotics Anonymous. Is that any newcomer was willing to do this work and willing to change a life to be a better human being and change behaviors, then that's what the step work's there for, to give you a guide through life, how to stay through clean. Like Helen's already touched on, my uncle died from cancer. I've got to stay through that clean. Well, two of my friends just died recently in prison. But what I'm saying is, like, for me, it's just like my personal journey. Now is about being committed to this program. No matter what life throws at me, we can get through things as long as we live by the principles and the step work. Because step work for me is important, because I always bang on about step work to the newcomers. How free do you want to be? But how much do you want to change? Do you know what I mean? Because you've got a chance here to have a second chance in life. That's all I see as. Because for me, it's just like the more we do this stuff, the more I find out who Jerome is. Do you know what I mean? Jerome's a sensitive human being that's fucking. Yeah, it's just like where I'm at today. I'm at more than like 2 years and 12 days clean now, and it's just by doing this stuff on a daily basis that only down to this stuff that I can change in it. It's just the more we do the program and the set work and everything else, that is the more we get better. Do you know what I mean? Because I got an amazing relationship with my daughter, even though sometimes she's tough, and I'm adjusting to be a dad today. That's so cool. Watch other people have fellowship that give me the platform to keep showing up. Do you know what I mean? Because the things what they keep telling me, being consistent, be there, and don't put too many expectations on how to be a dad. Just go with the flow and accept what comes in your way. Do you know what I mean? But it's just like there's so many things that can go. Conventions as well. I've been traveling to conventions. I've just come back from a camp out. For me, conventions and all that stuff, I love it, because it just bought more to go there. This year as well, and it's just like I love traveling around because I never had a passport. I never left where I was, but I was always committed to one area. I didn't see anything out from that area, but now I'm traveling the world, experience what life is truly is. It's down to this program and the people out of it, and the predecessors what I've gone before me to give me that platform because my truth was, I looked at the differences. My truth was when I first come to the meeting, there weren't many black people. Do you know what I mean? That was my truth, but I looked at the differences because I didn't want to be a part of you. But now I'm doing what I'm doing today. I'm not maligned my mindset no more because you show me. It's not about the fucking what colour we are and what race we are, all that stuff. It's just what we do and we're all equal. Do you know what I mean? We're equal human beings that are trying to get a day clean. But the more we do this stuff, the more I can just try every day. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm a serial tryer as much as a relapsing and a serial tryer to do my step work. Even though I've been slacking a bit of my step work, but I will get it done, do you know what I mean? Because for me, it's do step work or go back out. And I don't want to go back out and I've done too much of doing a hokey cokey in and out. But yeah, I'm just grateful that I've got a chance to set things right for my family and for my daughter. Do you know what I mean? And that's all that matters today because the freedom what I've got today, I can travel on. I'm in Bournemouth at this moment in time. I'm from Manchester. I love the sea and all that. That's more like my higher power stuff than being in nature and all that stuff. But the more I connect with that, and then eventually I'm moved down there. But for now, it's just I'm a visitor. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know what else to say. But if there is newcomers or anyone struggling, you're not alone. Come in, share your truth, and it might be how long I've been going for. I don't think I've been going long, but I get startled when it's like long shares and that come my head that said, oh, you've not got nothing to share. You're all over the gaff and all that stuff. But all I've got is one message is no matter what happens, you don't have to pick up. The first one always does the damage. Do you know what I mean? Because for me, people told me, don't be a selfish cunt. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep turning up and giving back to the newcomers because the newcomers are most important. Just as the predecessors, because sometimes I hear a lot of people say they forget what they should have been doing, or they just slack off a finger and say, well, I've got complacent. I don't want to get complacent. What I want to do is carry the message for the newcomer that no matter what happens, we get through clean, reach out, build your connections, allow people to get to know you. Because trust was, for me, trusting you lot was fucking hard. It took me a long, long time to allow myself to trust others. Do you know what I mean? But now I trust people. I can build from beautiful relationships. Do you know what I mean? Because it's taking that leap of faith, between, well, not everyone's out to harm me. People are here to love on me as well. Do you know what I mean? So by living by that principle, it's just worked in my favor because I've got beautiful human beings that I fully trust and that would do anything for. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap up on that because it's just a busy restaurant where I'm at as well. But thank you, Helen. I know it could have been going a bit longer, but I'm just grateful that you've asked me to do the share. And hopefully someone's got something. But if you haven't, then maybe someone might share something what might resonate with you. But my story is not everyone's story. Everyone's got a different life. You don't have to be in jail. You don't have to been a criminal or anything like that. But we all come in with the same disease, don't we? So I'll thank you for allowing me to share. I'll leave it there.